truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Told. And as long promised, the one and only, the master of his sheep himself, I've got NWF superstar Icon Lee with me today. Lee, how you doing, brother?
I'm always doing well. How about yourself, huh?
I'm great,
man. It's been
man.
A while, right? It's been a while. We've been planning this for about, what, 2 months?
Yeah, we've been you know, trying to link up, man. I'm glad we finally did now.
It's nice you call me the master of the sheep. I am the master of the sheep, and I am their icon. I'm your icon too, James. You understand that, right?
Hey, we're going to find out if you can live up to the name, man.
I think I can. I think I am right now, this very moment, you know.
Well, I believe it, man.
Just left the gym.
I see you making noise on social media all the time, you know.
Making some noise there, making noise in the ring. I make noise in the gym when I use the weights. I always make noise. The purpose of being.
Tell us a little bit, like, background about yourself. Like, where were you, like, raised, and how were you introduced to wrestling?
I was raised. You see, I don't really like to talk about that, so we're not going to talk about that. But I was introduced to wrestling when I first turned it on and I saw The Undertaker. I was watching Hell in a Cell. It was 2008, I believe. Hell in a Cell, and he was facing Batista, and Edge returned. He was like a camera guy, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. And it was awesome. I liked The Undertaker's character work that he brought to the match. Like, it was just the eyes, like everything about it was just very intense. And like, I was young then, so I was at that moment, I was captivated by what I was seeing. And then I went after the show, they were like Monday Night Raw the next night. And so that's when I tuned in. And so that's like when I really saw professional wrestling.
Now, did you at the same time know then that you wanted to be a wrestler yourself, or did you just become a fan at the time?
No, yeah, I was very creative, but I didn't know that I wanted to be a pro wrestler. I was like, I did start actual like Olympic grappling wrestling, like school wrestling, right? I did that. I did that for eighth, and then I did that for seventh and eighth grade. So I was on A team on my eighth grade, but I wasn't so good when I was a seventh grader. But that actually was inspired from pro wrestling. So, yeah.
Tell us more about how you met Roger Ruffin and your relationship with him.
Oh, so interesting. So, like, all right, we'll start from, like, I actually went to college at Full Sail University. So I went there for computer animation, if that means anything to anyone out there. It doesn't really matter to me now. But so WWE, I didn't even know WWE was there, because it was everything with that was new then, like NXT and all that was new at Full Sail. So when I went there, I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. I've been a fan my whole life. So, like, I would actually go and try to get, like, I had, like, a opportunity to go help set up NXT during, like, hours of school. So I would do that, and I would, you know, I would really get intrigued and interested in it. And then I would start working out and all that. And so eventually I would bike up to the Performance Center a bunch, and then I'd knock on the door, and then, you know, they tell me, you can't really wrestle that way. You have to actually go to school. And so I was like, wow, well, all right, I'll go to school. So I left Full Sail University. I traveled back up to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I emailed the Northern Wrestling Federation a picture of me, because, you know, that's everything with me is a picture, right? So I emailed Northern Wrestling Federation a picture, and I guess it was Roger that emailed me back, and they were like, come up here, check us out. And I went up there, and it was about a group of like seven guys in there: Jordan Clearwater, Star Rider, Calypso, Lord Crew. A bunch of those guys were in there, and I saw Roger and I shook his hand, and that was the day I met Roger. It's a long journey, right?
Right. I was gonna say, how does it feel to be a part of the list of people you trained? Like, he's trained Abyss, Carl Anderson, and Braden Walker, and guys like that.
Yeah, and Jillian Hall. Don't forget about her. She was trained by him. She Absolutely. Went there. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Wildcat Chris Harris, he was trained there. It's good. A lot of guys are there. I mean, you got a lot of guys now that are, like, trained on him. They're really good, too. He's awesome.
Tell us more about the NWF in general and how you plan on putting them on the map.
I mean, it's not a one-man thing. It's a group effort, you know. But me personally, I think with my persistence and consistency, I think that with that and my dedication, I know I put it on the map. I'm on the map, right?
Absolutely. So you refer to your fans as sheep. Where did that reference come from? And why
sheep. So the sheep are the sheep that follow are the people that support me. And the peasants, I don't like peasants, are the people that don't necessarily support me. And they are like, you know, my critics, my harshest critics. We don't need to mention. So those are, you know, that's what the sheep are and the peasants. Those are my fans. Yeah.
You recently bumped elbows with Brian Pillman Jr. How did that relationship come about?
So Pillman, he periodically comes up to the Northern Wrestling Federation and trains at Bone Crushers. So, like, you know, once he came up there, I shook his hand. I bond easy with, you know, people who are cool and, you know, respectful. And it just kind of started from there. And he would keep coming back up there. And eventually he offered like an opportunity to go travel and get in the car with him. So that's what I did. And I got in the car with him. And, you know, long story short, I was on a card with Warrior Wrestling and I was very appreciative of that. But, you know, I didn't get to that because of Pillman. I got to that because of me, your icon. And everyone should understand that. So, but Pillman, he's like a false hero. I don't know if he's like a true hero or a false hero. It's very odd out there with him. I don't know. Maybe if I have a match with him, that would be the test, right?
Absolutely. You know, icons don't.
He likes to call me his protege. And I'm very familiar with proteges, right? I have one right now, Chris Demise. And then I also had Free Boy Champion, Kobe Kane, Prodigy. So if Pillman wants to call me his protege, I think that's enough respect. And I think that should answer everyone's question on that subject.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think YouTube and social media is so big in the wrestling business these days?
Because it's like a great opportunity. I mean, if you understand that like people are always on their phones and like always on a device, that it doesn't even have to be professional wrestling. You as like an entertainer or a business, if you have social media and you use that to your advantage, it's gonna, you know, help you in that particular field. So I think YouTube, like, you know, YouTube is a very good avenue to like post videos, like, you know, podcast, visual podcast, music, all types of stuff, pro wrestling matches, like, you know, just a spot. It could be anything. And, you know, Instagram is great for that too. You can post a really quick video clip. They have IGTV. That's good. You know, it's a lot of stuff, James. It's a lot of stuff out there. You just have to be smart and, you know, you have to use it to your advantage.
Absolutely. Well, what can also be top?
You're using it to your advantage, right?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, man, you got to know how to hustle yourself, right?
You know the vibes.
What also can be toxic about social media?
What? Me. I'm toxic. Yeah. People who are just like on there and they're just like, you know, posting nonsense, like that's not leading to anything. Or like if you're, you know, you look to social media to like, because there's good and bad, you know, so it's hard to really explain that.
Got you. Who are some people that you'd like to work with in the future?
I'd like to work with, let me think. Like where, what level? Like, because that's a broad.
On the indie scene and say you go to AEW or WWE on that level as well.
Definitely like to have a match with Pillman. That'd be cool. Lord Crew, I've always told him I wanted a match with him. I'd like to wrestle Kimba, like, you know, have a, you know, do something with him. You know, he's a false hero and needs to be handled. If I was to go like other places, man, Alex Zane, he's cool. You know, Lexus Montez, I had a brief moment with him on his final like match in the NWF. I didn't really get to have a match with him. It was just like a tag match, like a 3-on-3. So it was really quick. He escaped, you know, unscathed. So I have to whip his ass one day. But yeah, so I mean, a couple guys. I mean, I'm not gonna go ahead and just keep mentioning them. They want to have a match with me.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You briefly mentioned Kobe Kane and your proteges earlier. Tell us more about that.
Prodigy, man. He's good. He's good. He just doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. So, you know, he's the champion because he didn't listen to me, but I think it's going to turn on him. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's going to do him justice. He should have listened to me, and I think he would have been in a better position than he is now.
Do you consider your protege cheap as well?
He's really good. Like, he's better than any other false hero out there, in my opinion. So, I don't even think he's a true false hero. I think he's just in a haze. I think certain fans have just manipulated him to follow a certain path, and I think eventually he's gonna turn the right way.
Mm. Now, do you consider your protege sheep as well?
No, he's the prodigy of pro wrestling.
Just because they definitely believe in their icon. Black sheep.
He's the black sheep, but he's not just like he's not a sheep.
What still needs to change?
I beat him and he's me, so. What?
I said, what do you think still needs to change about the wrestling business?
The approach of how you self-promote. Yeah, I think that needs to be taught more. I think that's like, interesting enough, I had a conversation with Zane and he said that would be the number one thing that he would introduce if he was to ever do a seminar, is that he would teach other wrestlers how to promote online and like use social media to their advantage. Cause like you can, it's like an outlet for your, you know, I'm not going to like, it's an outlet for like your, whatever you're trying to put out. Like a good example, like Warhorse, he's very good. Andrew Reed, he's very good. So it's like, you know, and they're both like rock gimmicks, you know, and I hate using the word gimmick because that's like their rock lifestyle. You feel me? Like mine, it's like my lifestyle. So I think social media definitely helps like presenting the professional wrestler's lifestyle more than just being in the ring. Because, when you're in the ring, you're doing it in front of the gathering of people. But in reality, a professional wrestler can have fans all over the world. And you know, those particular sheep or fans or whatever you want to call them can't always go to that event. And that's on any level, you know, because at a certain level, you have hundreds of thousands of fans and they're not always at that arena or, you know, wherever that place is at. So you have to be like, you know, online and give that percentage of your fans something as well. And I think that's important and it helps bridge whatever feud or whatever you're doing very well.
I agree. And I think sometimes those social media can expose some of these people who don't really have much of a personality too. I think that's why they stay away from it.
Numbers should stay very low.
What are some upcoming events to catch you at?
So I'm going to be in New York on February 29th, 28th, February 28th, I'll be in New York. And then after that, I'll be in Grindhouse Pro. And that's in Jeffersonville. And then after that, I'll be booked in Dayton for a promotion. It's going to be an anniversary event at an armory. So I'm pretty looking forward to that. I'm going to be facing some false hero who's undefeated. And I'm going to put him down in the ground. 1, 2, 3. And walk out victorious. And then after that, Dumbo Jimbo. And I'm going to whoop his ass. And put his sticker on his forehead or something and have Chris carry it out. Yeah. But yeah, so I got like a couple. I have like 5 matches coming up, James. It's awesome.
That's what an Icon does. You know, and matter of fact, why should people know who Icon Lee is?
Cause I work hard. Well, we all work hard, but like I work hard too. So if you work hard, then people should know who you are. And I think that's very important. And because I'm the future and I think I knock on the door very, very hard. So I think that's why you should know who I am. And I'm going to be very persistent because I love professional wrestling and I like being an athlete. So put those two together, you know, that's why.
Icon Lee. Man, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, usually at this time, I let my guests go ahead and tell.
You better thank me. Yeah. How long did I go?
Of course, man. Be humble. Usually I like to have my guests.
I'm very humble. I'm very humble. But, you know, I don't believe in having an ego and I don't believe in all that crap. I believe in just being yourself and believing in yourself. And I believe in being me, your icon.
That's important, man.
Very my important.
Icon, your icon, everyone's icon. Where can the people reach their icon?
Oh, you can reach me at Instagram, Icon Lee, Twitter, Icon Lee, Facebook, Icon Lee, and you can subscribe to my YouTube at Icon Lee. And unfortunately, I lost my password to TikTok, and I don't really care about creating a new one at any time because I have a lot of other things I'm doing. So, I mean, but if you, my TikTok's Icon Lee too, but there's nothing on there except my bottle cap challenge, which isn't a challenge because I hate challenges. It's sheep behavior.
Icons are above challenges. Remember that. Okay.
Unless I issue a challenge, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Icon Lee, thank you again for coming on the show.
Of course,
it's James C. Turner Jr. You could catch me on IG.
That's a lot of juniors. Jesus. All right.
Thank you so much again for coming on the show, brother.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the song say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain. Young G1.